Welcome everybody, Shir number 1155. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalema. Sarafega Baslei Nachama. Getting back to Amalacha of Tzad trapping. So I just want to end off the category of, not the category, but the subject of cats and dogs in general. There's also chickens to talk about and so on. But be it as it may, just real quickly to sum up, we said there's a few different categories. We said there's a regular, let's say a regular dog or cat that's a stray, regular wild dog or cat outside. One is not allowed to trap at all. Again, all animals, we keep on mentioning are muksa, including pets in general, all muksa. Now, as far as trapping them in, is a stray cat and I want to trap it. I want to use it as a pet. I'll, you know, bring it in my house, lock it up in the room. You're not allowed to do that. That's a regular wild animal. Okay. So that's one category. Then there's another category of whereby one, even though they have a cat or they have a dog, but it's a rebellious type of a dog, right? It runs away. If you don't watch it, it just runs away and you gotta go, look for it. It's rebellious. So that would also have a din of dog or cat, would also have a din of a regular animal. Trapping that is also usur min haTorah. And then there's another category, which we spoke about, which is a sort of semi, the sperm bring it down as semi-domesticated, and that is a regular, the person has a cat or a dog, but it's a very, it scampers off, if you want to call it, when it's not tied down to a leash, or it's very squirmish, and it's if somebody, you know, let's say on a Sunday, Monday during the week, they go to pet it or to hold it, it constantly runs away. It's not rebellious, but it's, you know, it's very squirmish, it scampers off constantly. So such a animal, that was, but it's domesticated, meaning the Mishnah Berurah said that it leaves the house, right? It's skirmish, it scampers off, it goes out. It's not rebellious, it leaves the house, but you don't have to go searching for it. At the end of the day, it comes back to your house, it comes back home and goes to sleep. It knows where it lives, let's put it like that, right? So the Mishnah Berurah said, so that was the machlokes between the Mechaber Ramah, where the Mechaber said that even such an animal would be okay, but the Ramah said that is also to trap, such an animal is also to trap Midrabanan, and that's how we paskin. And now, so then there was a last category what the Mishnah Berurah said, which is what we call paravasus, which is a cow or a horse, which in general is considered trapped, and there's no problem with trapping that at all. Even the, just to give the lashon of Mishnah Berurah, muta litvais oisam, again, not to move it, you can't move it, but muta litvais oisam v'lizgar oisam makam sar, even in a small area, trapping it in a small area, kiyen asurim lishamit mitachas yidei odam, because of the fact that it doesn't scamper off, it doesn't jump away, you know, when you go to pet it, when you go to touch it during the week. So, just to give some examples, that's the bottom line, those are the various different categories, and such an animal is okay to trap, because you're not trapping it. So says the, just to read real quickly again from the Sefer Lam Tes Malachas, which we read last time, Shechazerov, an animal is considered totally domesticated, in other words, falling into the category of cow and horse, if it immediately relaxes, becomes subdued when reached to grab. This is a clear indication that the animal is totally submissive to capture. Confining such an animal does not even resemble tzad and is therefore permitted. This is all found on page 867 in the Sefer Lam Tes Malachas. Most farm animals fit into this category because they are docile, they're submissive, and will not attempt to resist captivity. Okay, so now we bring some examples. It says cows and horses, which we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, cows and horses that are used that are used to their surroundings. They get used to their surroundings, will readily submit when urged to go to their barn, or possibly to the stable, to the fence in there. So that's what he says. Cows and horses are readily submissive. There's no problem. When they're urged to go to the barn, they go, and that's it. There's stable, fenced in area. They're considered captured. Thus, he says like this. Thus, farm animals are different from most house pets, such as dogs or cats, because dogs or cats many times tend to scamper off when not tied to a leash. So that we saw, that's like the middle category, whereby there's the machlokes mechaber ramah. The mechaber says to trap those animals like the dog and cat in that case is okay. Ramah says not to. Similarly, the chickens we're not going to talk about now, but he says like this. So just to read real quickly from the Sefer, so that was from Lamed Tes Melacha. Sefer Shabbos Home brings down, as far as domesticated animals, okay, he brings this on page 348, in conjunction with the halachas we've been talking about, and Simen Shin Tes Zayin Sif Yud Beis, Mishabura Sif Katan Nun Tes, which is our Sif Katan, which we've been working on the last few shiurim. He says, domesticated animals, it is entirely permissible to trap domesticated animals that do not, again, this is the point that the Mishabura is talking about, that and whereby there's no machlaikis, that do not try to escape when one catches them. They don't scamper off, they don't skirmish a little bit, but instead they become completely subdued. That was the Lashon. They become completely subdued. They become relaxed and completely subdued. So you have two different type of cats and dogs. One type of cats and dogs is they scamper off, they skirmish, but they always come back home. They're not running away. They're not rebellious. So that we saw was a machlokes. And in general, trapping that, the Rama said, you're not allowed to. It's also, but it's also midrabbanan. If it's rebellious, right, it's a wild animal rebellious, so then yeah, so then that's a deraisa. But even if it's skirmish or it scampers off, but it comes back home and it's domesticated, semi-domesticated, so then that will be aser midrabbanan. But he says in these cases, we're talking about now an animal, again, that, but instead they become completely subdued when you touch them, they feel relaxed. These animals are considered to be in a constant state of capture. They have they're as though they're already captured. Right? And so they're not included in the malacha of trapping. They don't have a malacha of trapping at all. So we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, included in this category, of course, are cows. We saw cows, sheep, right? Horses. And many domesticated house pets, he brings an example, dogs. Okay? He does bring an example, dogs. Okay. So now, he does bring in parentheses, here too, direct handling of the animals, of course, is forbidden because it prohibition of muksa. One is permitted to simply chase the animal into a small space, assuming that this animal is, again, totally subdued and it relaxes when you pet it, or whatever the case is. One is permitted to simply to chase, I mean, obviously, if it gets subdued, so there's not much chasing to do. Simply to chase it into a small space or a corner so that they cannot escape if you want it to go to sleep or whatever. Again, without moving the animal at all. He continues on to say, if a domesticated animal has become rebellious, it is no longer considered to be in a constant state of capture, right? An animal could change, and a cat could change, a dog could change for whatever reason. So if a domesticated animal has become rebellious, it is no longer considered to be in a constant state of capture, therefore capturing such an animal on Shabbos would violate the malacha of trapping min ha-Torah. Okay, this is just a read from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes on page 341. Just try and see different angles how to bring it down. He says like this, they you know, when they bring it down in different lashonis, it's get a better understanding. On page 341, he says, an obedient pet that listens to its master is already considered trapped. Therefore, no prohibition applies to trapping it. The same applies to animals that are not accustomed to running away at all. To running at all, actually, like a cow, but we'll talk about get to that in a second. So just bring some examples. An old pet dog, like somebody has an old pet dog, usually comes to its master when called. Thus, one may lock it in if they have to. A cat could be more problematic because that's a lot of times it's skirmish, but you got to be careful. If it's a skirmish type of a cat and just runs away and that type of stuff, but even though it comes back home, so we said it's still aser midrabbanan. But if it falls under the category like a dog, l'chayra, it's the same thing, but it has to be, you know, totally relaxed and like we, with the guidelines that we spoke about. So he says also a pet horse. So he says like an old pet dog or somebody has a cat for a long time, l'chayra could be the same thing. A pet horse, he says, or cow does not usually run away like we spoke about. Thus one may lock it in. But he does say, however, if a particular animal does not obey the command of its owner, then that's aser. Whether it's aser min ha-Torah, if it's rebellious, or if it comes back at night, but it just scampers away every time, or it's very skirmish, or so on, even though it goes out, it comes back. So he said that would still be aser midrabbanan. Okay, so we have to be careful with that. And just to finish off from the Sefer Lamed Tes Melacha is how he describes it in conjunction with our four different categories, page 868. In some instances, it says even pet animals such as dogs, cats, and so on, like we said, can be halachically considered totally domesticated. How? Like we said, if they have become very accustomed to and comfortable with their owner. The same thing, that's if they're on such a level, then this can be seen. If the animal relaxes and immediately submits willingly when grasped by its owner during the week, obviously the Shabbos is Muksa, or others to whom it is submissive to. However, but that's only for the owner itself, whereby he's so used to the owner and so on, he becomes submissive and docile and so on. However, he brings an important point. However, others to whom the pet is not accustomed, let's say a person has a cat, right? However, to others to whom the pet is not accustomed may not reach and grab the animal. Well, on Shabbos, he can't reach and grab it anyways. But then for somebody else, that would be a problem, right? You wouldn't be able to do an act of tzad to lock it up. You can't corner an animal it's just because it's submissive to somebody else, but you it's not. So, however, others to whom the pet is not accustomed may not reach or grab the animal, and of course you have muksa also, and it will invariably squirm and struggle to escape. Grabbing and holding it or trapping it against its will be an act of tzad, trapping. So you have to be careful, even though for one person it might be submissive, to another person not. So on the other person there will be a shaila of tzad, trapping. Whereby its owner, it's so used to, there would be no problem of tzad trapping at all. When we say tzad, again, putting it, locking in a room, cornering it, or whatever has to be done. And of course, just ending off, he brings here also, which we mentioned before. However, one must remember that all animals are muksa and may not be carried a handle on Shabbos. He brings down the point I want to make over here is from the Igros Moshe. He brings from the Igros Moshe. This includes pets as well. Therefore, even a totally domesticated animal may be confined, right? If it falls under that category of totally domesticated, therefore even a totally domesticated animal may be confined only without carrying or handling it at all. Thank you for listening. Aslachim bracha kol tov.